Well, hello. So I've been thinking about doing a podcast for a very long time. My name's Holly. I am the CEO and founder of Parties by Bellas. We do free in-home adult parties as well as bigger events. Last week we did a sex toy bingo. This week we have an anti-gravity yoga coming up, but anyway, enough about me. If you have any more questions, you can always ask or check us out at partiesbybellas.com. However, I've been doing a lot with other small businesses recently. I love to go to other small businesses and go live on Facebook to try to get them some promo, pair up with them, and host a ladies' night. So if anyone listening owns a small business, preferably a brick and mortar, or if you have a place that we could go to showcase your business, that would be great. I'm based out of New Jersey. If you are watching from out of state, we could always go live on Facebook and bring you into the chat so we can talk. I'm just always open to collaborate and help other businesses who could help me also. Right now, I am sitting in a hotel room in Staten Island by myself, actually working on my website. So I figured I'd try going live and try this whole podcast thing. This morning, I took my social work licensing exam, and I take the second part tomorrow. So I am staying the night in Staten Island, and I'm pretty damn bored. So I don't know. I figured I would try this out. So yeah, owning a business, don't get me wrong, it is great being your own boss, but at the same time, it is also a lot of work. You have to really love what you're about to get into because if you don't, then you work an awful lot because I don't really have hours that I'm on or hours that I'm off. I'm pretty much always on because at random days and times, someone will message me for an order or to book a party, or I'll be out at a birthday party or God knows where, and the question, "What do you do for a living?" comes up, and then the next thing you know, we're talking business, and I don't even realize I'm trying to, get them to book a party. But considering I love what I do, it's not like I'm working. So if you are thinking about starting a business, make sure that it is something that you like to do. Other than that, I guess I'm gonna just keep it very basic for this one so I can see how this works. I don't know if you're able to comment and ask questions, but if you are, feel free to comment and ask questions. Tell me you're there. Join my podcast. I'm gonna reach out to other local businesses and see if they would like to come on or have me go to their place and talk about their business. So I'm gonna get back to watching Dr. Phil and adding some new CBD items to my website. But like I said, if you are a small business owner and you'd like to talk to me about your business and promote it, or you have an idea of how we can collaborate, I am always open to the idea. So yeah. Reach out, say hi, join my podcast. All right. Happy Friday night, everyone. Well, hello. This is Holly, CEO and founder of Parties by Bellas, still getting into this whole podcast thing. Today, I was kind of thinking about talking about what is your why? So, this is something for business owners, but then again, it could also be for life. If you own a business, I feel like you've been asked many times, either in trainings or at networking events, what is your why? I want to say that when people ask me that, I never say the same thing. It kind of depends on my mood at the time. Like, what is your why? And it's like, if I had a really good week, it's like, because of the money. If I had a really shitty week, but the hours were great, and maybe I didn't make a lot of money, but I did a lot of stuff with my friends, it's like to make my own hours. So it's like, I feel like your why all depends on kind of like your mood. I mean, yeah, there might have been a reason to why you started a business. There should always be a good reason to start a business. It shouldn't be because I was bored. Like, a lot of people start businesses to make more money and whatnot. I want to say the most popular why I hear is to make your own hours. I want to say that's kind of why I started my own business. That's one of the reasons. But when you say your why is to make your own hours, it's bullshit. Seriously. I like to say that I make my own hours. Yes, I'll set my alarm sometimes to wake up at 11 a.m. And if I had a 9 to 5, I'd be getting up earlier. So nothing's going to happen until 11 because my phone's on silent. However, like last night till 1 in the morning, I was getting back to people with emails and responding to customers and sending invoices. And don't get me wrong, I don't mind because, you know, I'm making money. But in reality, when you own your own business, you kind of really don't make your own hours. You're kind of always working. I feel like to an extent you do, because you can take vacations when you want because you usually don't have a boss. Unless you belong to like an MLM business and they have like certain rules and stuff. But that also brings me back to a point to why I started my own business. I started my own business, yes, to make more money, to create my own hours, which like I said is bullshit, and to not have a boss or rules. I have never been good at listening to rules. It's just like something that like when I was like a kid, I just could never listen to rules. It's not that I was bad. I mean, I feel like my parents would say otherwise, but it's just something about authority. Like when someone tells me I can't do something, it makes me want to do it more. Not necessarily like a negative thing, like, no, you can't steal and rob because it's bad and then I want to. It's more like, you can't start your own business, that's hard. Or you can't get your master's degree in college, which is something that happened to me. Someone basically said, because I have a learning disability, I wouldn't be able to take on the course load of 1 year advanced standing, which at the time made me livid. I was beyond pissed. I went in, had a meeting with the provost, which I didn't even know was a name of something in a college, and with the dean and stuff. And I got back into that program. And because they told me I couldn't do it, I was literally determined to do it. And now I have my master's. It definitely wasn't easy, but because they told me I couldn't do it, I did it. So yeah, I get a little crazy about that subject in particular. But I mean, it's just like when someone tells me I can't do something, I'm like motivated to do it. Like if I say I'm going to do something, I follow through with it. And it's like that should be something that more business people do. Definitely follow through. For sure. I know I'm getting off the rant of why, but I'm just curious, what's your why? Like, why did you start your own business, or why do you want to start your own business? And what's keeping you from starting your own business if you have a why but haven't? So, yeah, I guess that's my question. What is your why? I want you to really think about it. I want to know what your why was to why you started, what your why is now if it's changed, what your why is to start a business, and why you haven't started one if you have a reason to why you want to. If any of this was confusing, just feel free to comment whatever the hell you think I'm asking or ask me to clarify it. It is 7:30 in the morning because I am taking a test and I am not a morning person. But since I am early to my appointment, I figured I would try out the whole podcast thing. And I don't know, I was thinking about it yesterday, my why and whatnot. Someone asked me, so I started thinking about it. So I figured I would do it on the podcast. So yeah, I want to know, what's your why? All right, talk to you guys later.